Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Shimon Gamliel says, no, Mochrim Kayim, what Bezdin does is always okay. Even though they make mistakes, a sixth less still is good. Why? And the Svarizim came, Ma Koich Bezdin Yofim. Because if not, what's the Koich? Where's the power of Bezdin? Like this, we have to give power to Bezdin. So when Bezdin makes a sale, even though they charge too much or charge too little, the sale is good. That's the Machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama. What's going to be Avulim also Igeris Bikuris B'nayim? Let's say they made a letter of Bikuris. Rashi says that means Hachroza. That means first they made announcements, like to give it over to a real estate broker to tell people this property is for sale, and they're trying to get now their best price possible. Rashi Losim Bikuris Shemavakrin Oisab Nayodim Adi Hachroza. People are coming to look over the property because there's an announcement that this property is for sale. Let's say Bezdin made the announcement. In such a case now, then if Bezdin sells it, even if Bezdin sold it for the wrong price, either too much or too little, then we say the Mechir is Chal. Then the price, even according to the Tanakam, is good. As long as they made Achroza, that they made announcements, they try to get the best price, even though it didn't come out that they got the best price, still we say the Mechir is okay. That's a Shreya Svara. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is for this. Mura says like this, Iboilihu, have a shadow like this. Shliach Kaman. What's the loch of a Shliach? Rashi is like this, Shliach Kaman. Shliach the Torah. If not, so far we're going, either the Almona herself could sell the property, or else Bezdin could sell the property. Now, if the Almona herself sells the property, we had before, if she made $1 mistake, it's bottled. If she sold a $101 field for $100, the mechir is bottle. Any little mistake she made is bottle. That's when the almona sells the yisaimus property. When Bezdin sells the property, the Tanakhama says a sixth. Up until a sixth, the mechir is okay. Now the question is, let's say not the almona sold it, and not the Bezdin sold it, but the yisaimus made a shliach. They appointed someone to do them a favor and sell them the property. Now, how much of a mistake is he allowed to make to say the mechir is still good? Shliach, come on, who do we think? Who do we consider a shliach? Rav Amar, Rav Nachman. Rav says over the name of Rav Nachman, shliach kedayonim. Shliach has the same thing like dayonim, that they make a mistake up until a sixth, it's still okay. More than a sixth, then it's no good. Rav Shmuel bar Bisniyam, Rav Nachman. They said over the name of Rav Nachman, no ki almana. A shliach has the same halach like the widow herself. Just like when the widow sells it, the almana sells it. We're saying any little mistake she makes, the mechir is bottle. The same thing with the shliach also. Now, what's the svara? Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Rav said over the name of Nachman, shliach kidayonim. You know, the shliach we consider like dayonim. That means they have a right to make a little mistake. Why? Ma dayonim. Just like dayonim. Lav ledithu. Since they're not selling it for themselves, so if they make a little mistake, like we see, it's not called, if they're not doing something for themselves, so we'll make it with them. Since they're not telling it for themselves, then we're a little bit lenient with them. And we say they can't be exact. So even though they make a little mistake, still it's okay. So the Shliach also the same way. He's not selling it for himself. He's selling it for the Yisayimim. So even though he makes a little mistake, still it's okay. Is that Shliach Nami Lavadidei? Lafuki Yamona Mashenkein, the widow herself, when she sells the property, Lididor, she's selling it for herself. And when she's selling it for herself, then we're much more strict about her and tell her she only has the right to sell for herself if she gets the exact price. But if she got gypped and got a little bit less, the mechira, the sale, is no good. That's why, that's Rav's svara. Rav Shmuel bar Bisni Yom Rav Nachman. This is the name of Nachman. I tell you no kalmona. I tell you that a shliach of the Yisoymim also has the same halacha like an amona. Any little mistake they make, the mechira is bottle. Why? Ma'al money yechidoi. The svara is you're doing it by yourself. If you do something by yourself, any little mistake you do is no good. Af shliach yochid. Who are din of a messenger? The shliach, the servant, does it. He's also only a private person, one person. Therefore, also the mechir is bottle. Lafuke Bezdin mashenkein. When Bezdin does it, the rabbim ninu. The special svara when Bezdin sells it, even though they make a little mistake, still the sale is good because they're rabbim. Like what the rabbim, what a majority, what a few people do together, that's a big power. So that we don't take away so fast. So therefore, shliach is not like a rab. So that's the machlokes. This the Gemara says, v'hilkos, so what's the maskon, what's the locha? Shliach ka'amon. And it's like this last svara. Shliach is like an amona. That what the shliach, since it's only one person, he doesn't have the right to make a mistake. Any little mistake he makes, the mechir is bottle. For the more now, maishno mihodetznan. Why is this different than this halacha that we learned? We learned that we just had hoy melish luchai. If a master tells a servant, say v'torim, go out to my fields and collect me my fruits in Eretz Yisrael and take off truma for me. So it says halacha is torim kadas balabais. The shliach is supposed to do it the same way the balabas himself would do it. Like we said, there are different shurim. Some people give 1/50th, some give 1/40th, and some give 1/60th. Depends if it's a nice eye or a bad eye. Now, let's say the servant does not know the das, what kind of a person the balabas is. He doesn't know, was he a stingy guy? Is he a light guy who likes to give? Is he a medium guy? He doesn't know what he does. So, minasofik, what you should do then is turim bebeninus. He's supposed to give off 1/50th. A 1/50th of the fruit should be for truma. That's the middle madrega. That's what normal people do. What's going to be, and that's echad mechamishim. What's going to be piches asara? You gave a 10 less, you gave 1/60th. Or hoisav asara, you gave 1/40th. Truma sa truma. Still the truma is good. The question is why? He's a shliach here. How come if he makes a little of a mistake, if he does, you know, as we're saying now, if you don't know the das of the balabas, what you're supposed to do is give 1/50th. It says if he made a mistake and gave 1/40th, or you gave 1/60th, still it's good. The question is why? You're only a shliach. And by a shliach, we're coming out now, any little mistake he does, the balabas has the right to say, I never made a shliach for that. It's batal. So how come here we say, if he made an extra 10, still it's good? Torah says no. Hosom over there by Truman is different. The Iko, Kivon, the Iko, the term, B'yayin Ro. There are some people that are stingy, only give 1/60th. The Iko, the term, B'yayin Yofa. And there are some people that give 1/40th. They have a good eye. Is Omalei, so the Shliach has a right to say, that that he's giving now 1/40th, Lohochi Yam Daticha. He's allowed to say, that's what I thought you are. I thought, even though I don't know exactly, but I like evaluated you, and I thought that you're such a person would want to give 1/40th. So that's why it's not called the Mekach Tois. That's why he has the right to do it. Abel Hocha Tusahu. But over here, you can't tell me that the Balavos would be Nichet to you to make a mistake. I want you to sell my field. Everybody knows business is business. It was a $10,000 field. I want to see $10,000. If you sold it for $9.99, you didn't get the money. So Mela, it's called the Mekach, it's called the Tois. Therefore, here by a shliach, by money, we tell it's no good. Or here by Truman, though, he has the right to say, this is the way I thought that you would want to give also. Yeah. Tosu, Omalei, Leiboga, Chodin, Lomiti, should have made a mistake. Omer Afuna, Bar Chanino, Omer Av Nachman, Halocha, Kedivri, Chachomim. Though we pass Kin, Laiti, Chachomim. So Rav Nachman was passing like Chachomim, like the Tanakam and the Mishnah, that says, well, when the Dayonim sell the property, if they made a mistake by a sixth, the mechir is bottle. So Rav Nachman alone is also saying this. The Rav Huna Bar Chanina said this over the name of Rav Nachman, that the loch is kedivri chachomim, that even when Bezdin sells the fields, if Bezdin makes a mistake of a sixth, it's also no good. For the Gemara Akashi, is that true? The last layer of Rav Nachman ma'akoyach Bezdin yofa, is it true that Rav Nachman holds this svara that you don't say there's a special power to Bezdin? Like I'm sure Ben Gamliel the Mishnah argues and says, no, Bezdin has a special power that even though they make mistakes, you can't retract what they did. It's good. The Tanakhama and Rav Nachman now is passing like the Tanakhama, that if Bezdin makes a mistake, it's called a mistake, and the Mechir is no good. Is that true? I've Omer Rav Nachman alone said, O Mashunim Rav Shmuel, Yisoy Mim Shebo L'cholik. Let's say when the father dies and left over young children, so they're going now to divide up the father's property, the Yerusha. So it says, if they're Yisoyim, the young children, Bezdin Mamidim Lemapotropis. Bezdin appoints somebody, an older person, to take over, to divide the property equally. Uborim Lem Chelet Yofa. And they have a right, they're supposed to give each one a nice portion. So Bezdin does this like. Now it says, Higdilu, then later the kids grow up. So Tanakam Ot Yechonel Limchais. They have a right to say, we're not satisfied with the portion we got. I want to get your portion. And they have a right to make the chalukah, the dividing, over again. For Rav Nachman, the day Yom Rav Nachman himself says no, Higdilu, even though these young kids grow up later, Ein Yechonel Limchais. They don't have a right to disagree with the property, what they received. Why? Because Simkei, Makayach Bezdin Yofa. since like they received this from Bezdin, Bezdin was the one that divided up this property, Bezdin appointed the apotropis to divide up the property equally, so since Bezdin did it, the kids do not have a right later to say, we want to go and do opposite what Bezdin did. No, there's a power, what Bezdin does is done, we can't go against it. So here's a theory of Nachman. Here Rav Nachman says, we can't go against what Bezdin did. And here, by our Gemara, Rav Nachman is passing like a Chum in the Mishnah, that if Bezdin sold the property, made a mistake for a sixth, they could retract it, it's no good. So where it says like Kasha, say there's a big difference. Hodetoy, hodeloytoy. And now what Mishnah is talking about, well, Bezdin made a mistake. They got gypped, they didn't get enough money. Then, even though there's a Svar, Bezdin has a strong power, but not to make somebody have a loss. So since the Yisraelim are having a loss here, the sale is no good. Mashenkein, Hodeloytoy. Over here, when they divided up the property of the father, they didn't make a mistake. The father left over four properties, each one worth $10,000. So they divided up, each kid got a property. So each kid got $10,000 worth, there's no jipping. So that's why over here, they can't go against what Bezdin said. Then even according to Tanakhama, what's the Havamina? If they didn't make any mistake, if every kid got the exact amount that he's supposed to get, so how could they retract? Even according to Tanakhama, how could he say they were allowed to go and make the divide it over again? What do you gain? Everybody has the exact amount they're supposed to get. And the Gemara Baruchais, yes, there's a difference of which property got the neighbors. True, the father left over four properties. One on 8th Street, one on 10th Street, one on 11th, and one on 15th Street. So questions are divided out equally. Each kid got one. When they grow up, the kid has a right to say, you got the one on 10th Street. My best friend lives next to me. Chveis, my uncle lives next to me. I want to have that one. So that's why they have a right to divide up the chalukah. And on that, Rav Nachman says, no, nothing doing. Since Bezdin gave you this property ready before, and they didn't jip you, you got exactly what you're worth. Just you want to get at a different street, for that you don't have a right to go against what Bezdin said. So therefore there's no stira in Rav Nachman. Mersa lega maisa, ki yosu Rav Dimi, oma maisa, how a story happened, for yosu Rav Gedev HaChomim, and oma lefona, porta binoi, shreb loza ben porta binoi shreb, ben binoi shreb porta, hagodol, him came, hakoyach Bezdin yofa. Like, what's the good of Bezdin? In other words, first Rebbe did like a Chomim in our Mishnah, to say what, that Bezdin's, if they sold and made a loss of a sixth, you'd take it back. And then they said back and says, no, him came HaKoyach Bezdin Yofa. V'echsa Rebbe Yesa Maisa. And Rebbe turned, Rebbe did it over again. Rebbe did it over again. Yasaf the Mas Nochi, Maisa Vikash Rebbe Lassos Griver Chomim, Homo the Fon of No, Port Benoi, Shere Rebbe Loza, Ben Prota, Ben Benoi, Shere Rebbe Prota, Agodol, him came HaKoyach Bezdin Yofa. And Lo Yofa Rebbe Yesa Maisa, they didn't do the Maisa. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last Gemara again tomorrow night. We'll stop here.